What is it that we're living for?
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop harmony. For those of you who may be new to our show, acapella is vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop harmony is a style of acapella. Although we play barbershop music most of the time, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles of music. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop harmony has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. I'm Joe Connolly, and now here are your mighty awesome hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And with us tonight is a very special guest. Our special guest is Rick Taylor, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having me today, guys.
Rick Taylor is a member of the Barbershop Harmony Society for many years, longtime friend, and works with the Harmony Foundation, which is, I'm going to ask you to explain, Rick. The Harmony Foundation, is it a part of the Barbershop Harmony Society?
Actually, Mike, the Harmony Foundation is a separate organization. It's a 501(c) nonprofit that raises money to basically, it benefits the two main programs that the Barbershop Harmony Society puts on, the outreach and education programs. They align with the foundation's mission of enriching lives through singing. So that's basically what we do. We look for passionate people to fund that.
And that's the most serious conversation we've ever had on American
Absolutely.
Acapella.
Absolutely.
And the longest, I think.
Well, I know Sebi went pretty long last
time. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, we'll bring that to a screeching halt right now, then.
Rick, you and I have known each other a long, long time, into the 1979, 70, somewhere around in there.
Oh, late 70s, yeah.
Yeah, late 70s.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. Did we ask you that?
No, but I was throwing that in there.
Oh, all right. Well, Rick is doing the show this month kind of by a mistake, actually. We could say it that way.
He wishes he wasn't now.
Yeah. Rick was in town doing some work for the Harmony Foundation, and he had a few minutes to spare, so we convinced him for a very high salary to come here and partake with American Acapella. And we're going to play some mostly barbershop songs today, Jamie. I know that you normally... Rick, so you find out that normally we play a little barbershop, and then Jamie has groups from around the world that email him or follow us.
Yep, follow us on Twitter. So we get, we get them from everywhere. A lot of collegiate groups. So,
yep, all different kinds of vocal groups. And today we're going to stick with mostly barbershop, with one exception. And Rick, we mentioned that I knew you back in the 1970s. When did you actually start barbershopping?
I joined in 1969. It's my 50th year. I get my 50-year pin this July.
You finally don't have to pay anymore.
Finally. Yeah, well, they'll change that. But yeah. No.
For those of you that don't know, the Barbershop Harmony Society gives free membership to anybody that's lasted 50 years, like me.
That's right. I think it's a sympathy vote or something.
Are you the only two?
No. There's quite a few of us, actually. There's five. No.
Five. Yeah, we take turns keeping the dust off of each other. But a
long time. And you started in the Baltimore area?
Actually, I started in Virginia. I used to live in the Norfolk and Virginia Beach area. And then that's where I first started.
They asked you to move out?
They said, how soon before you can be out of here? You should be on stage. There's one leaving in 10 minutes. So, I started there and then moved to Maryland actually for a quartet. I got an invitation to sing in a quartet, and when you're young and foolish, you...
What quartet was that?
Well, it was a quartet called the Preservation Quartet.
Yes, it was, with a past international champion in it.
Yes. Yeah.
Jim Grant was the bass.
Yes, he was. Yep.
See, Jamie, you're supposed to be impressed by the fact that I know this.
Wow, Mike.
I'm pretty depressed myself.
I didn't realize that was your first quartet.
Well, that was my first serious competing quartet. I had sung on a couple of chapter quartets, and we had gone to division and made it to district a couple of times. But, it was a learning experience. But then I got in a quartet with Jim, and then the two other guys were current – not current, but they were former district champs.
Right.
And
Mid-Atlantic area.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And the whole idea behind the putting the quartet together was Jim's idea. He wanted to do nothing but songs that were featured by past champs, past medalists, that sort of thing. Cool. You just wanted to sing just stuff.
How do you get the name?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to a piece of music. We sat a few minutes before we started recording, and I asked you if you had anything from one of your quartets, and you do, right?
I do, yep.
The quartet's name was Arcade.
Yep.
Bob Disney, I know, was a member. And the other two guys?
Bass was Jim Grant, and another one of his brain children to put the quartet together. And then George Wagner, the original tenor from Baltimore and Ohio Connection, was the B&O tenor.
Connection,
yep. And he sang up until 1985, and then he just, work and family was just was just nagging at him quite a bit. He said he just wasn't able to do it. So we asked Dave Hinman, who was a local guy that was a fairly decent tenor, and he didn't know who he was getting hooked up with. So we asked him to sing, and we were able to go on for about 12 and a half years.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a song from Arcade that we picked out here, which is going to be famous to some of you, because if you follow the barbershop world, you've probably heard the name Bob Disney before, and he wrote this song. So
yes, he did.
With some assistance by you, I'm sure.
Oh, I helped him with most of it, but not really.
It's a brand new day, and we're here to stay. We're going to sing all out tonight. Some old, some new, some how-do-you-do's. We'll even try a tag. That's right, a holiday will come your way. If you let all your cares just fade.
There's a new and exciting joy for you.
If you smile when you hear your song,
it's a brand new day and we're here to stay.
We're gonna sing all out tonight. So let's get going right away. And we'll sing all we know tonight. And we'll sing all we know.
That sounded like a young and brighter Rick Taylor.
Well, younger was exactly right, but I'm not sure how much brighter I was. But many years ago.
Sound-wise, not intellectually.
No, you were right on both counts, actually.
All right, we have another song from Arcade. Which one did you bring?
Well, this is a song that was kind of our most requested. It was always our last song, but we borrowed this one from the Boston Common, and I think you had let me know that the
many other quartets
had done this song, and so I was the only one that really could hit all of the notes in the tenor solo part. Because I was only about 8 years old when we were doing this, but I learned it, and we went ahead and recorded it. It was funny. The chorus that I belong to is going to do like a tribute show, and this was one of the songs that they picked to pay tribute to Arcade. Out of all the beautiful songs we did, this is the one they had to pick. But so they were using the recording as a learning track, and I went into rehearsal, and this guy walks up to me and he goes, "So who's singing the tenor part on that?" He says, "Is that Dave?" And I said, "No, it's me." He said, "Oh, I thought it was Dave. It sounded so good." Like,
nice.
For real. Like,
nice.
For real. Oh, yeah.
The song is called We Three.
Here we go again, just reminiscing, dreaming of yesterday and a joy. Like a shadow.
What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines and shines above the wall? I walk with my shadow, talk with my echo, but where is the one I love?
Rick, when we started talking about songs that we wanted to put on today's show, I happened to mention a group called Singers Unlimited, and your first knowledge of them came, ironically, from that last quartet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Jim had made some recordings for us to consider for our repertoire, and one was this is back in the cassette days. One was all barbershop songs, all past champs, all past medalists. And then the other one was just, I think, just a cappella songs that he liked. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of high-lows and four freshmen. And this group came on, and he had Singers Unlimited, and I had never heard of them. And I became an instant fan, especially when I heard this next one. I love their sound and their way and the girl that sings the top part, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's pretty good. All right. Singers Unlimited, Bonnie Herman, Fool on the Hill.
After day, alone on a hill, the man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spin.
He never gives an answer. but the fool on the hill.
He sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
Rick, this next song that you selected, Jamie has actually sung in public.
Has he?
Yes, yeah. He has.
World-famous La Salette Shrine.
La Salette Shrine, last year you sang with a new chorus called Voices United.
That's right, and we have a concert coming up on
No, you can't advertise.
I can't.
I.
It's my station. I can advertise.
I suppose that's true, yeah.
June 29th at 7:30 at Moses Brown School. So if you'd like to get tickets, you can go to our website at classical959.com, and there's a little ad there you can click on and go get tickets.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff you don't know about.
It's right. Best that way.
So Voices Unlimited is a new mixed chorus in the second season.
Voices United.
That's what I said. You thought you heard something else, but we'll play the tape back. I actually said United Voices.
You're right.
Whatever it is, whoever they are.
But we sang this song.
Yes.
This past
that Rick picked out.
December, yes, that Rick picked out.
And the reason you picked this song out, Rick, was?
I heard Crossroads do it. Four good friends of mine, and all double champs now,
right.
I guess. And Brandon, the baritone especially, calls me his favorite old person.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, every time I see him, he puts his arm around me and he says, there's my favorite old person.
All right, we're going to listen to
give him such a shot one day.
Do you don't, you won't, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
You don't, you won't, no way I say you didn't, you doesn't, you isn't, you wasn't, you wouldn't, you couldn't, you oughtn't, you shouldn't love nobody but me. You're mine, not his, you are, you is, I mean it, I seen it, I did it, I done it, I do, you knew, you can't, you shouldn't love nobody but me. That's all, that's it. I ain't jealous of the fellas that you hang around with. Don't pay.
No mind.
I'm telling you one more time. You don't, you won't, no way I say you did. You doesn't, you isn't, you wasn't, you couldn't, you aren't, you shouldn't love nobody but me.
Love nobody but me.
You gotta go and love nobody but me.
Oh yeah,
you gotta say oh yeah.
Ba diddy boom, da 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 da
doesn't you, isn't you, wasn't you, couldn't you, wouldn't love nobody but me. And you shouldn't love nobody but me. I'll tell you one more time.
The Rick Taylor Show. Actually, it's American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And Rick Taylor is our special guest here. And Rick, it's great to have you. And you now, we talked about you being in the Virginia area when you started, then moving into the Baltimore-ish area.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's where you still are now, right?
Yeah. I moved up, actually, when Arcade got formed. I tried it long distance for a while, and that was back before long distance quartets were done. And it was, you know, 5.5-6 hour drive up, 5.5-6 hour drive back, all on a weekend. It was
not
rough.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. Not fun. But yeah. The singing was good. So I'm glad that worked out.
It was one of the most fun experiences ever. I mean, we got to do very many shows and got to do some recordings, and it was very, very enjoyable.
So international quartet-wise, it went from Preservation to Arcade to BSQ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a couple of quartets in between, but they were just kind of, we got together, and it felt like we was going to go, but we just, yeah. something didn't work for whatever reason, and then got the invitation to be to join BSQ.
And that was
late
quite a
96.
While. That lasted a long time.
Yeah, we went from late 96, I was with them late 96 to 2002-ish, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then after that was, help me out here.
Oh, when BSQ finished up, I got a call from Jeff Solano, and he said they were looking for a tenor, and I thought he was just calling me to tell me to keep my ears peeled, you know. And I said, well, okay, I'll keep an eye out for you. And he goes, no, we want you to sing tenor. And I'm like, I haven't sung tenor since 1973. And he says, well, we think you can do it.
Well,
so that was my audition.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Yeah,
and Riptide was a lot of fun. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do several shows with you, and yes. It was a lot of fun. We even have some stories, but we're not going to tell them.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get
those
singing.
Oh, boy.
During the preparation for this show, we talked about one of your idols, quartet-wise, was the 1980 International Champions.
Oh, yes.
The Boston Common.
Yep.
And we picked a few songs from their vast recordings. And this first one is Many Happy Returns of the Day. And that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, when I heard it, I heard it on an album. That's how long ago I heard it. So,
that's a vinyl thing, Jamie.
Yes.
It's like a big CD. So,
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen those.
Yeah. I saw them in the Smithsonian. But they were just a fabulous quartet. And it was amazing how they could do a recording and it not be perfect. But they sang so well. They sang the music and the song so well that you didn't mind hearing some humanness in it, mm-hmm. a little bobble here and there. But the bobbles were pretty minor. But it wasn't so sterile and perfect that you felt like you were getting a personal concert.
And they're so well respected. To this day from the younger generations, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
The legacy lives on, and this is the title cut from their third album.
This day will always be dear to my heart, 'cause it means so much to you. Together, or though we're apart, I'll make this old greeting seem new. Many happy returns of the day, and there isn't much more I can say.
day comes each year. May I always be near to wish you good luck with a heart that's sincere. May you always be happy this day. And if I should be far, far away, I'll just send a bouquet with a card that will say, many happy returns of the day, many happy returns of the
This is one of those shows we're having way too much fun while the songs are playing. And Jamie's quiet now, but he's not always quiet.
No, I'm not always quiet.
Jamie's very fun.
I have to be very professional now.
We are. We have our professional hats on. And we're pleased to be with Rick Taylor, who's reminiscing a little bit with us as we talk about the Boston Common.
Yes.
And this is an uptune, this next one we selected.
Yeah, we were going through their catalog and they've got so many great ballads that they're known for, of course.
Right.
But this one, I always enjoyed this one because it's very singable. A lot of guys, if you're around and you say, well, hey, you want to do a Boston Common song? A lot of guys will know most of this.
Right. Well, I think they do.
Well, I was going to say some say they know it and they know the title.
Right.
And that's about as far as it goes. But it's a great, great song.
Great song. We kind of miss the good old songs.
There's something about the old songs we really can't explain. There's something about those melodies that keeps pounding on my brain. Why can't we keep the memories of all those days gone by? Gone forever, but this we can't deny. They used to sing a song about the babbling brook, a little babbling brook beside a shady nook. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss those good old songs they used to sing about the man up in the moon, the man up in the moon in summer nights in June. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old songs. Whatever happened to those tiny little bluebirds and the robins that were bobbing along? And what happened to the castles in Spain that you saw through the window pane? They used to sing about the wedding bells that chime. They sang about the gang that sang Sweet Adeline. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old songs. Whatever happened to our little Annie Randy and the girl they call my honeysuckle rose? And what happened to all the songs about Ireland in the
land where the shamrocks grow. They used to sing about the baby bumblebees. They sang about the monkeys in the bamboo trees. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old. We can't get enough of the good old. We're tickled pink to sing those old-time songs. We like to sing them and try to ring those songs. We love the good old songs.
The good old songs. Rick, this next song coming up is certainly probably the signature song of the Boston Common. And you selected this one. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I 1980 was the second international that I had ever competed in. So I was still really walking around with my mouth wide open and my eyes popped open and, mm-hmm. and seeing all the great quartets. And we had heard a rumor that this was going to be the Boston Common's last contest.
Right.
And so our quartet did pretty well. We made it through the quarterfinals and then made it through the semis, and we came in 19th. And I think a quartet that you might be familiar with called Roadshow just
Grandstand Vocal.
Like I said, Grandstand Vocal Band just edged us out. Yeah, you shamed us. Yeah, but it was still awesome to get to be able to be in the contest. But I think, you know, when we were all sitting in the audience in the finals and the Boston Common came out and right. started to do this song that no one had ever heard before.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was the only one in tears when they got to the, and if someday we got to that part, we yeah. were no good. And just powerful tune, to especially for anybody that's ever sung in a quartet
or any kind of group. If yeah. you're an a cappella group and you're listening to this show, it's a great sentiment at the end of this song. We'll listen to it and then take a short break and be back with more of the Rick Taylor Show. And Jamie's kind of here too.
Every quartet here today would hesitate to say the greatest song that they had sung together. Would it be Sweet Adeline or Calling Caroline, or Love That's True through fair or stormy weather? But does it matter about the song, whether it be weak or strong? And must we strive to sing with such perfection? Is not the most important part that it comes straight from the heart and be sung with understanding and affection? So let us sing our songs together and make that song divine. Let's keep the memories golden for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. I wonder what has happened to that old quartet of mine. I hope and pray we'll meet again somewhere, someday, sometime. If only to remind them how dear they are to me, and just how much
time is the tide of four-part harmony. I wonder if they still recall the tears that filled our eyes the night the crowd applauded when we won our first big prize. All that I possess I would forsake if just once more I could partake, singing one more song, just one more time, with that old quartet of mine. And if someday we ever meet again, I will smile and stand in to sing one song, just one more time, with that old quartet of mine.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And I'm not.
No, just want to say I'm Rick Taylor.
And I'm Rick Taylor.
There you go. See, now you could be part of the team.
Thank you.
And Rick is our special guest tonight. We've been reviewing some great memories and some great songs by quartets like one of his original quartets, Arcade and Crossroads, and we just finished with the Boston Common. And we even listened to a Singers Unlimited song.
You were in all those groups?
Yeah, well,
not all at the same time.
But we're going to go to a group called Max Q.
Yes.
Why did you select them, Rick?
Well, again, four friends, four very talented singers. It's amazing when you see the work that they can do and the artistry in which they do it.
Or three talented in Tony.
Well, then there's that. Yeah. So, yeah. It's kind of like they ought to be called three good-looking guys. But anyway, it's just a fabulous, fabulously talented quartet. And I, you know, was a big fan every time they beat the quartet I was singing in, because they'd always, you know, actually Riptide was, I was singing with Riptide then, and we would go to contests, and a couple of times they were second and we were third. So it was like, wait, yeah, we were third. Yeah, what? Yeah, but Max Q.
I remember emceeing Midwinter one time, and Max, all the top five quartets are on the show on Saturday night, and I'm standing in the wings, and I'm listening, and the fifth place quartet comes out, and I'm going, yeah, that's a great song. I could do that. And then next quartet, yeah, I can do that. And, and then Max Q came out, and they sang something. I went, I can't do that.
I can't, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, they're way above the us mere mortals. They can do some amazing and make it look pretty easy, too.
Yeah. There you go. All right. This is not featuring Louis Loomis, but that's an inside joke. If he's listening, he might get a kick out of it.
We've done the joke like five times, and no one knows what it is.
Yeah,
except
no one knows what it is.
Has Louis called in yet? Or?
No.
Okay.
Loomis has not shown up.
Okay.
But we're going to listen to Max Q doing Shenandoah.
How I long to see my home, my Shenandoah home. Oh, Shenandoah.
Quartet was Max Q. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
I'm Rick Taylor.
Yeah, see, you got
hey.
It.
You got how that's working. And Jamie, it's been a pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thanks.
You've participated greatly and helped out, with the Rick Taylor interview.
Thanks. It could have been Bob, but Bob just wanted to sit.
Bob O'Connell is here in the studio with
is
us.
He?
Yes, and he hasn't said a word. He's just sitting in the corner.
How you doing, Bob?
Now he's waving. Bob, this is radio. You have to shout something out so that
Bob.
Can prove you here. But Rick, really, it's been great to have you. We're so glad this worked out.
Thanks.
And took the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And
I appreciate it.
I wish you all the best in the barbershopping world, particularly with the Harmony Foundation. And let's just give another plug to the Harmony Foundation. If people want to find out more, how can they do that?
They can go to harmonyfoundation.org, and they can see how they can become involved in supporting the programs that enrich people's lives through singing.
And it's not just barbershop, right?
There's no.
all kinds of things that happen there at Harmony Foundation.
Oh, absolutely.
So find out about that and help out a great cause. Jamie will be giving you a very large check when the show is over from our radio station.
If he can catch me.
Yeah.
I'm not as fast as I used to be.
All right. We have one song left you picked from Max Q. Kind of a fun song.
Yeah, it's kind of what we were saying a little while ago about not being able to do this.
Right.
I mean, this is one of those songs where when you try to sing along with it on their CD, they just leave you in the dust. It's right. It's pretty scary, but I do enjoy it. It's got great segues to different sections of the song, and the tag is pretty great. So yeah, right. that's what.
If you're an a cappella fan and have a recommendation, Jamie, they can get that to us by doing what?
They can email us at wcri@classical959.com, or they can go to our website, which is americanacapella.com, and they can listen to this show and past shows. But a lot of the time, if you go right at us at Twitter at AMAC show, which we call AMAC, so at AMAC show, you can find us there, follow us, and comment to us.
Excellent. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Rick, very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We have one song left from Max Q. And see you next time on American Acapella.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet, and he told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute, and he told everybody, when you hear the music of the harp, he said, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abednego. But the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, heaped on the coals and the red-hot brimstone, Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Seven times hotter, hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The soldiers the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Now the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the word of the Lord. It couldn't even burn a hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was jumping round. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Meshach, Abednego. No, old Nebuchadnezzar cried,
oh no,
when he saw the power of the Lord. When he saw the power of the Lord. Of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Israel, a big time in the house of Babylon. I mean Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the Lord saved the children from the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.